Miller's Creek is not a pretty creek. Part of it runs alongside a congested four-lane road in a heavily developed area. Since there's almost no place left for rain to seep slowly into the ground, it pours off the road and parking lots and rooftops right into the creek and erodes the banks.
What you can see is all the roots that are exposed and very high banks.
Laura Rubin is head of the Huron River Watershed Council. Miller's Creek is part of the watershed. Besides washing away soil, Rubin says rainstorms carry pollutants into the creek. They also sweep away all kinds of fish, minnows, and other animals, as well as the plants that might otherwise live here.
This is not a healthy creek. We call this impaired. You can see that when they get flows, they're so erosive and so strong that they're tearing away the banks.
Rubin would like Miller's Creek to be vibrant with life again one day, but a lot of changes will have to happen first. She says nearby businesses will have to build artificial wetlands to retain their stormwater. The city of Ann Arbor, Michigan, will have to repave the roads to allow more drainage. And in such a heavily populated area, residents will have to do something too. Rubin says the first step is teaching people that a single point source of pollution, like a pipe coming from a big factory, is no longer the biggest threat to water.
Now the main source of pollution is non-point source pollution, and that's us.
By that, she means the water that runs off rooftops, pavement, and fertilized lawns. Rubin says rain barrels could play a significant role in fixing Miller's Creek. Rain barrels are just like they sound, big barrels that collect water from a home's rain gutters. People can use the water later to water their lawns or gardens. One rain barrel can retain up to 30% of stormwater falling on a house. So, how does it work? When I went to meet Dave Askins to have him show me his new rain barrel, the skies were dark and it looked like it could rain any minute.
It's a big green trash can-like object. Aesthetically, I'm not prepared to defend it.
Askins owns a medium-sized house in the middle of town. Now, with a rain barrel installed on one side, he'll catch half the rain that falls on the house. He uses it to water his garden, but says someday he might rig it so he can use the water for his laundry machine. A neighbor kitty corner from him has installed one, too. They've had neighborly arguments about the ways to install them and how they should be used. But Askins says he and his neighbors like the way the rain barrels make them feel.
This puts you back connected to the natural environment in a conscious way. So you start to care about whether we actually get any rain today.
Askins and other city residents have more than environmental reasons to install rain barrels. Their city charges a stormwater rate. The water department is using a carrot-and-stick approach to encourage people to use rain barrels. Put in a rain barrel and you get a little reduction in your stormwater rates. And they might need a break, because now the city will charge four different rates, depending on the amount of impervious pavement and size of the roof on the house. The highest rate is three times more than the former flat rate, to better reflect a big home's impact on the city's drains and creeks. Tom McMurtry is head of the new program.
Previously, under the old stormwater rate system, we charged one flat rate for every single household, whether you were an 800-square-foot home in the city or a 5,000-square-foot mega mansion.
McMurtry says about a couple hundred people have installed a rain barrel and applied for the credit. He'd like to see at least 3,000 rain barrels installed throughout the city. He doesn't know how long it will take to accomplish that.
But every little bit helps.
It's an experiment in progress to see if having lots of rain barrels around Miller's Creek will help restore it. According to a watershed expert, it took about 50 years to damage the creek this badly. It could take another 50 to bring it back to health. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.